today, Romans chapter 3, verse 28, focus on. Paul says, behold, that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Our second reading today from the book of Romans in the New Testament centers on justification by faith alone. And it's a special teaching, something called the Reformation. And the Reformation refers to events some 500 years ago that began going back to Martin Luther, a famous reformer here at the Lutheran Church. He was justified by faith apart from works of the law.
今日我哋喺罗马书读到第三章第十八节，所以我们确定了人称义是因着信，不再附行律法。今日我哋系读到罗马书嘅重点系关于因信称义，呢个系宗教改革嘅中心教导，喺宗教改革嘅系五百年前嘅一件事件所开始嘅，同埋系我哋嘅教义。著名的宗教改革家马丁路德，他是体谅得到明白到他是因信称义，而不是因为靠律法的行为。
Justification by faith alone is sometimes called the teaching by which the church stands or by which the church falls, meaning we only stand before God because of faith alone in Christ aloneWe cannot stand before God without Jesus. And as a Lutheran church, we realize that when we stand in faith in Christ before God, we stand in faith along with Christians who have passed, like Martin Luther, who went before us.
唯独因信称义是称为教会成败的教导。我们只有凭着对基督的信心才能够站在神的面前。作为路德会，我哋系知道我哋系用马丁路德同埋我哋之前嘅宗教改革者一齐系站喺上帝嘅面前。
Our second reading today from Romans focuses on standing together in faith before God in Christ. And today is Reformation Sunday. Every year around this time, we stand together.We celebrate how we stand before God in faith in Christ. And on Reformation Sunday, we also remember the past. Remember Martin Luther, the reformers who went before us. And we stand with them together in faith in Christ.
今天我在罗马书读到的重点是和在基督里面我们站在一起。今天是宗教改革主日。每年的这个时候我们都会庆祝我们怎样凭着对基督的信心可以站在上帝的面前。在宗教改革主日，我们都纪念马丁路德和过去所有的改革者，我们凭着对基督的信心和他们和所有其他的改革者一起站在上帝的面前。
The Apostle Paul writes in our second Romans, in our reading, second reading of Romans today, behold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Justification then by faith alone is the teaching by which the church stands or falls, because we can only stand before God because of faith in Christ.
Martin Luther 称我们今日嘅罗马书咧，系圣经嘅重点，系整个圣经嘅中心。使徒保罗喺罗马书里边话：，我们认为称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法，唯独因为因信称义系代表教会嘅教导。因为我哋只有靠着对耶稣嘅信心，先能够系站喺神嘅面前。
Our second reading today from Romans and what it teaches about standing before God in faith in Christ. Romans chapter 3 begins with the fact that all have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God. And this little word all means everyone. All means all of us.
咁等我哋大家一齐嚟睇下今日 我们读到罗马书所教导的凭信心站在神的面前的内容。罗马书第三章一开始提到，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，而所有全部是讲所有的人，包括你和我。
So the way
we
think about this is Paul uses a courtroom scene, a courtroom language, justification, due justice. Think of a courtroom TV show or drama. There's an English one called Law and Order on TV in America for a long time. Think about like that kind of show. You know, True Light Lutheran Church is located right by all the law and order, right by all the courts and the police. And Paul uses that image to talk about how all of that sin, all have fallen short of the glory of God, and all means you and me.
那我们大家想象一下，好像一个法庭的场景，在法庭里面就好像电视剧 Law and Order 法律与秩序一样，在灵光堂我们的路德教会，我们在于法庭的旁边，而且我们附近呢也都有很多的法庭，就在 City Hall 这里也都有很多不同的法庭 的剧集的剧情，所有人都是犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，所有人是意味着我们所有的人，你和我。
You can think of it like this. All of us are on trial. You can think like a TV show, Law and Order. God the Father is the judge. We are on trial. The Holy Spirit is the advocate or the counselor or the lawyer. The Holy Spirit convicts us as the counselor of our sin. The Holy Spirit convicts and proves, prosecutes us, that we are sinners. All have fallen short of the glory of God.
我们所有人都是在接受审判，就好像电视剧的节目一样。现在法律就好像的法律与秩序 Law and Order 一样。天父就是审判者，我们就是接受审判，圣灵是我们的辩护者，议员为我们去辩护的。圣灵使到我们知道罪，圣灵令到我们知道罪，并且证明我们是罪人。所有人，我们所有的人都亏欠了神的荣耀。
Guilty. That's the charge. We cannot stand before our righteous, holy God. And how would we call it in sin? We can count the ways, right? All the ways that we go against God. We hate, we love, we cheat, we complain, we selfishly covet, we crave. And God's law is clear. And from the law of God, our reading said in the scripture, comes the knowledge, the awareness of our sin.
有罪就是我们所有的人，我们没办法站在靠我们自己的公义，在站在神的面前，站在这个圣洁公义的神的面前，我们是怎样去陷入这个罪里面呢？其实我们可以数下有很多不同的方式的，所有我们违背神的方式啦，仇恨啦，自私啦，欺骗啦，怨恨啦，这些所有同我们的贪望啦，我们的渴求啦，神的律法是很明确很清楚，在神的律法里面我们可以认识到我们自己的罪。
Guilty. The sentence? Death. As the book of Romans puts it, the wages of sin, guilty, death. And we can try to deny and ignore the knowledge of our sin, but we cannot escape our death. Now I have one thing here, I realize it's sitting here that I see funeral homes and death all the time. It cannot be ignored.
有罪这句说话，死亡，正如罗马书所教导一样，罪的公价就是死，死亡是我们的对我们的判决。我们可以尝试去不否认或者不承认我们自己有罪，但是我们无法脱离死亡。牧师刚才也提到，因为他住在灵光堂， 佢好多时都见到好多唔同嘅丧礼喺我哋灵光堂侧边呢度发生。佢话所以大家更加清楚知道死亡系唔可以避免。
So the Bible teaches us, the Bible says we die because of sin. Sin leads to death. Guilty, God our righteous judge sentences us to death for our sin. You know, God's law teaches us to love God and love others. We fail. It says in our reading that God is true. We're not, we're liars. And just as Romans chapter 3 teaches, for our lives and for our sin, we must die. Scripture says, guilty, sentenced to death for our faults, for our most grievous faults.
我们因罪而死，因为罪是会导致死亡，是我们有罪，我们公义的法官因我们的罪，我们的神是判决我们死亡。神的律法教导我们要爱神，爱第二些人，爱其他的人，但是我们失败。神是真实的，正如罗马书第三章所教导一样，我们是骗子，是讲大话的，为了我们的方言同埋罪孽，我哋嘅判决就係死，係有罪嘅。因为我哋自己嘅过错，因为我哋最严重嘅过错而被判死刑。
So like a TV show, you've probably seen a TV show, like the police catch the guilty try to trick their way out of their punishment. The prosecutor proves the guilty are guilty.The guilty is their punishment. I think we know the TV show, we know the script, it's a familiar story. It's our story, Scripture says. It's our life. Romans chapter 3, we are guilty of sin. God's law is clear. We must die.
我们可能呢都看过一些这样的类似这样的电视节目、警察捉到一些犯人啦，些有罪的人呢就想尽办法去脱离啦。等到自己可以走到啊，或者等自己无罪啊。但是呢检察官呢就揾尽所有的方法去证明到他们有罪的。有罪的人去到哪里都是会受到惩罚。这个剧情呢其实我们是非常之熟悉的。因为这个呢对我们来说一个福，对我们来说一个很熟悉的故事。因为这个就是我们自己的故事，这个就是我们自己的生活。我们有罪，但神的律法是很清晰的。所以我们的判罪是必须死。
So 500 years ago, he put God on trial. And Luther tried to put God on trial. He was angry with God. God, how did you do this? How could you trap us in sin and death by your law?You know and I mean that all have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. Luther, you and me, Luther was angry about us.
马丁路德是意识到这种罪恶感，意识到自己是有罪。大约在500年前，他就对上帝进行了审判，跟上帝在那里叫好像拗那样。路德对上帝感到是愤怒啦，他说对上帝说，你怎可以这样啊神，你知道我有罪，并且因为我有罪而我要得到死亡。路德的情欲里面呢是意味着一种非常的绝望，他对觉得是自己陷入了罪恶和死亡之中，所有人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。路德你和我都是。
And this peace comes from our reading. But now, Paul breaks free in our reading today from Romans chapter 3. But now, the righteousness of, apart from the law has been manifested or made man become real to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, true man and true God, became man for us, became our Savior.This is the righteousness from God and of God that Paul tells us we receive through faith in Christ for all who believe.
但是现在我们今天在罗马书里面读到，保罗在我们今天里面告诉我们，听我们已经是脱离了这个束缚。现在的律法 是现在在律法里面真正已经是因为耶稣基督彰显出来而成为人。耶稣基督真神真人为我们成为人，成为我们的救世主。这个就是保罗所告诉我们听的，神的义是靠着对耶稣基督的信仰的信服，是赐给所有相信的人。
We all know, we see God, God the Father, sends love to death for not keeping God's law. The Holy Spirit convicts us of that sin, disobedience, for law. We see the TV show, the guilty, the punishment they endure, that the sin you endure that. But now, Paul said it, but now at this point, Jesus Christ appears. And he's the real star of the show. He's the real center of the Bible. As we sing in the hymn, Mighty Fortress, we're going to sing it at the end. We ask, who is this baby? Who is this person? Jesus Christ, God's own son. That's who. And Jesus Christ then stands in our place. Jesus Christ stands for us. Jesus Christ, God's love baby, manifest, takes our place. Jesus Christ is the only for us.
我们在神的面前都犯了罪，上帝作为法官，因为我们不遵守上帝的律法而判处我们死刑，圣灵使到我们为自己的罪和误认知道罪，好像我们后来就好像我们看过的 TV 节目，有罪的人因为福音，因为知道罪得到惩罚，我们应该是要接受这个死的。但现在就在这个时候，耶稣基督这个真正的这个剧情的主要的明星，他真的出场了。因为当我们唱赞美诗的时候，强大的堡垒这首赞美诗是我们的上帝。我们问，那这个是谁呢？这个就是耶稣基督，上帝的儿子。就因为他耶稣基督，他站在我们的立场，耶稣基督代表我们，耶稣基督上帝的爱的彰显取代了我们的位置，耶稣基督是为我们而有罪。
In the court of drama of our existence before God, Jesus Christ, God's own Son, takes our place. He takes our guilty burden. He lets us go free. He unbinds us and loosens us from sin and death. Jesus, Scripture says, has no sin, sin guilty for us. And we're free in faith in Jesus.
在我们在于上帝面前的法庭的这个剧情里面，上帝的儿子耶稣基督取代了我们的位置，并且接受了我们有罪的判决，他令到我们自由，他使到我们脱离罪恶和死亡。耶稣本来没有罪，但他为了我们而有罪，我们在耶稣里面是得到自由。
Fair heaven somehow broke open for his part. And Luther personally, existentially realized that he was saved by grace, by Christ alone. He could only stand before God in faith in what Christ had done for him. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law.
在马丁路德他当年是非常愤怒和绝望当中的时候，天堂似乎以某种方式在恩典里面是打开了，令他明白到路德个人和存在的意义是靠着恩典，是靠着耶稣基督是可以得救。他只能够凭着信心是站在神的面前，相信耶稣为他所做的一切。因为我们已经认为也都清楚知道，人称义是因着信，而不是因为我们行我们的行为或者跟随律法。
We are justified, we are saved, we are forgiven, we are loved, all is complete because of Christ, what he has done. Like for Luther, Christ takes our place. Christ suffers and dies the death that we deserve on the cross. Christ gives his life for our eternal life. And like Luther, we now can only stand before God through faith in what Christ has done for us, all of us.
我们是被称义、得救、被宽恕、被爱， 呢一切都是因为耶稣基督所为我们做的一切，就好像路德一样，基督取代了我们的位置，基督在十字架上面受苦和为我们而死，基督为我们的永生献出了他自己的生命。好像路德一样，我们只能够透过相信耶稣基督为我们所做的一切，才能够站在上帝的面前。这样东西是所有人都是一样的。
We're gracious, but then it's a standing together Sunday. You stand together in your church on each other with every Christian realizes deep in our hearts, right? That we are saved by grace, by Christ alone.
宗教改革主日是我们所有人集立在一起的主日。我们在路德会里面和路德一起是站立在一起，和大家一起是站立在神的面前，和世界各地所有的每一位都在内心深处知道我们是因信称义，是因信可以信耶稣基督才可以站在一起，只能够靠耶稣基督。
Reformation study about standing together and standing in Christ. And we stand before God. We stand before each other and each other by faith alone in Christ alone. And what this means then is that it doesn't really matter what we look like, what language we speak, or how much money we make or don't make. We only, all of us, stand before God in faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, what ultimately brings us together. After all, it's all good thing. We hold that one is justified by faith, apart from those who are.
宗教改革主日就是大家所有人团结在一起的时候，我们凭着对上帝的信仰，就是基督的信仰，是站在上帝的面前，是可以大家同日一起是站在上神的面前。无论我们是赚多少钱，我们是什么人、什么工作、什么地位、什么职业，这些完全都不重要。我们只是凭着信心，因信称义，是站在神的面前，靠耶稣基督的信仰，使到我们是可以在一起聚集的站立在神的面前。我们因信，因为我们的信是因信称义，不是靠着我们自己的行为或者我们所遵行的律法。
What the law does is it compares and contrasts. The law divides, the law grades, the law sizes up, the law sizes down. We're not justified by that law. We have no justification that degrades each other, to divide each other, to diminish each other. After all, Paul reminds us, all have fallen short of God's law, glorious man. All we call, you and me.
因为律法呢是比较同埋对比嘅，而喺律法里面亦都会划分等级。律法是有轻大或者轻小嘅，但是其实我哋每个人无论你系乜嘢等级、乜嘢职位、系乜嘢做任何工作或者乜嘢地位，我哋一齐都系因信称义。我哋系冇理由去为大家彼此去比分数，或者互相去比较、互相去分裂，或者互相去排挤，因为我哋所有人都系遵行到神嘅律法或佢嘅荣耀同埋命令，一切都系因信称义，而一切所有人系包括你同我。
And now Paul writes, we realize to confess to affirm that Jesus Christ is our salvation, justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption of Jesus Christ. And now Scripture teaches, it's good to realize that justification by faith is not just about our personal faith. All means all, or all Christians, all who believe in Jesus Christ are saved by faith alone. And for all of us who believe, who have received Christ, we're in it together, stand together. And we're called and we're challenged to treat all everyone with you and give you the grace and the love and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ.
现在保罗写到，在这样写，令到我们体会到，我们承认，我们确实就是因为耶稣基督才是我们的救恩，我们因信称义，我们透过耶稣基督的 他的救赎透过他的恩典作为礼物而被上帝称义。圣经教导我们要体验到因信称义不只是关乎我们个人的信心，亦都是关乎其他每一个人的信心，全部所有其他人就是所有的人，所有的人都犯过罪，亦都犯了罪，所有信耶稣基督的人只要因为信耶稣基督就会得救。对于所有相信的人，对于所有接受耶稣基督的人，我们都在一起，我们被召唤去受到这个挑战，要对咁去接受耶稣基督的恩典，去爱，用爱和宽恕去对待其他人，所有的人，你和我。
Preparation study is about standing together in that forgiveness and redemption of Jesus Christ. Standing together with the reformers of the past, but with all of us in the beginning. Standing together in God's grace. As scripture says, we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law.
宗教改革主日呢，是关于在耶稣基督的宽恕里面和救赎里面，我们大家是站在一起，是跟过去的改革者也都是在一起，跟我们所有相信的人是一起团结在恩典里面，因为我们认为人称义是因着信，而不是因为遵行律法。
This week, think about standing together, right? Forgiveness and peace. Think about Christ Jesus who has taken our place. Remember that courtroom drama when Jesus takes the place of us. The courtroom where we're free from the accusations of sin and guilt. Take the heart, right? That eternal life is ours. And that's when we begin to live again, reform this righteousness. The love much in scripture said that we forgive much.
咁喺呢个星期，大家去思考下，想下基督耶稣佢取代咗我哋嘅位置，而且系记住喺法庭上面之前牧师所讲过嘅剧情。当我哋意识到耶稣基督取代咗你位置，系当我哋离开法庭嘅时候，摆脱咗呢个罪同埋死亡嘅指控。当我哋牢记永生系属于我哋嘅，我哋就开始再次活喺耶稣基督嘅恩典里面。是我们要多些去爱，就会被多些的宽恕。
Reformation 2 is very special that we stand together with Christians, especially Lutherans who worship today, the same celebration in Hong Kong, Taiwan, in Queens, in Staten Island, here in New York City, in Jersey, all over the world, standing together in the grace of God and Jesus.
在宗教主日是非常特别的，不单止在我们纽约，在香港、德国、世界所有其他很多的地方，牧师说到今天就在纽约，不单止在这里，在皇后区 Santa Island 福林，所有的地方和世界各地不同的国家都同样是今天是庆祝这个宗教改革的主日。
God loves us. He saves us from Jesus Christ. That's a central method of the Reformation.And we receive all of this when we believe. The gift of God's grace is to live and to give. And hearts are open to God so that hearts will be open to each other.
神爱我们，并且耶稣基督里面去拯救我们。当我们相信的时候，我们就会看到这些所和得到这些一切。神赐给我们的生命和赐下的恩典，是我们要向神去敞开我们的心。等我哋亦都向彼此去敞开大家嘅心，阿门。